Welcome to Off Topic Talk, show number 9 for September 23rd, 2006. Welcome to Off Topic Talk, the podcast where we talk about hobbies, news, entertainment, anything of interest that comes our way. Today we are going to talk about the Great Penzic War. We're going to discuss a little bit of the interaction between childhood obesity and video games. Stay with me on that one, folks. It's not going where you might think it is. I'm going to talk a little bit about the film Chronicles of Riddick, and then I have 5 interesting things to tell you, and we'll finish out the show with a little bit of music. There isn't going to be anything after the music except the usual outro information, so if you don't like the song, feel free to skip ahead to the end. All right, let's begin. Penzic. If you don't know what this word means, I'm going to give you a little bit of background. If you know what I'm talking about, please bear with me for a few minutes so I can bring everyone up to speed. About 35 years ago, a collection of people in Berkeley, California decided to have a little medieval-themed party one afternoon. That little party has since grown into a worldwide organization dedicated to recreating and rediscovering different aspects of medieval life. The Society for Creative Anachronism, or SCA, has members all across the world. We sing, fight, eat, drink, dance, learn, teach, study, and have an awful lot of fun doing all of that. Odds are good that on almost any weekend of the year, there's an SCA event going on within about a 2-hour drive of wherever you happen to be. There are a few other things the SCA does really well. Educating the public, whether through open demonstrations, special presentations, or just talking to curious onlookers. It's also a social organization. Being a member means you can travel to just about anywhere in the country, as well as many places around the world, and find groups of people that you already have a slew of things in common with. It really is a fantastic example of some social networking. Once a year, the society really cuts loose. For the past 35 years, thousands of people from all over the world have made a pilgrimage to Cooper's Lake Campground near Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. There, for about 2 weeks, everyone camps out in everything from simple pop-up nylon shells to 4-room, period-style canvas pavilions. There are classes all day, more shopping than you could find at a dozen strip malls, food, fun, music, and fighting. Lots and lots of fighting. There are a lot of different activities in the society. The significant reason for Penzic, though, is to fight out a war. Over 1,000 people in medieval armor gather together for 5 days straight during the 2-week span, and slug it out for victory. During the massive field battle, you can actually feel the ground shake as the two sides charge. It is an experience that I can talk about all day long, but until you actually have a chance to go and experience it, you're not really going to understand it. It's an experience that I can talk about all day long, and it's really hard to get it, to understand it, until you actually have a chance to go and see it for yourself. The fighting aspect of the society is probably the most visible and the one that draws the most attention, but it really is not the only activity that people do. As I've mentioned briefly already, if there is a medieval art, craft, science activity, there is probably someone or dozens of someones who have researched it, dug into it, and are getting their hands dirty doing it the way it was done hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So there are activities for just about any type of person of any level of ability, and the society is generally a very family-friendly activity, with things to do for adults and children, both together and apart. But getting back to Penzic and the magnificent battles, it's not just people in heavy armor that are involved. Fencing has a big impact on how the war is resolved. In addition to the heavy armored fighting that most people are familiar with, the SCA also has fencing. This is not modern sport fencing you see with white jackets on a little narrow strip. This is more representative of a Renaissance-era street duel. Go watch one of the original Three Musketeers films, and you'll get an idea about what the fencers are recreating. Dancing, music, classes, instruction, food, parties, socializing, theatrical presentations. This is an absolutely amazing thing to visit. Walking the Penzic land at night is one of the most magical times. Even in the most authentic camp, there are usually little signs of the modern age, but at night the darkness lends its hand and blurs the lines of most modern conveniences. At night, with the music playing, the shadows dancing in the firelight, people talking and singing everywhere you go, you can lose yourself in the moment. You can really step outside of time and experience a magical, wondrous event. I'm going to take a brief break here, and in the meanwhile, introduce you to another podcast I think everyone should go and listen to. This is Me and the Bean.
Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Hello, and welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
Remember that you can reach us on the web at
meandthebean.com.
Or send us an email.
meandthebean@podcastrant.com.
Or voicemail.
336-283-0576.
Until next time, see ya.
Goodbye.
That was sort of mean.
I'm getting in the mood for Halloween.
Oh, I thought it was like you had your hour where you had to do the show and so you'd be nice and nobody would catch on how mean you are to me.
I am mean, and I'm grumpy.
That is not. I was joking.
And I'm depressed, but you did take me walking downtown today.
And that was fun.
It was fun.
Get out of the house.
And we're getting ribs for dinner.
Eating ribs?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Baby.
I'm not into that.
And we're back to continue on with the show. I'd like to take a minute to talk a little bit about video games and childhood obesity. How do the two relate? Passive video games versus active video games. Passive video games are most of what you see on the market these days. You sit down in front of your computer or your TV with your console and give your thumbs lots of exercise. Active video games are things like Dance Dance Revolution, the new Wii controller. There are also a couple of in-arcade games, Police 911, there's a boxing game that I've seen, as well as a samurai sword game. These active games all have the element of you have to actually get up and move to play the game. You're interacting with your whole body. And there are more of these games coming out on the market as the technology improves. However, most of the games available are still classic sit on the couch with a controller and move the little joysticks around. There are a lot of reasons for childhood obesity today, usually tied to time, money, and the impact that these have on families. This is a huge subject which I'm not going to go too deeply into. The fact is, our nation's children are becoming overweight, and this can lead to a host of other problems down the line in terms of health and social interaction. So let's work with what's out there. If kids like video games, then look for these interactive ones. If not, make a deal for a certain amount of time of exercise, for a certain amount of gameplay. There is a large diet side of this issue, and again, that is a topic beyond the scope of what I wanted to talk about here. For the most part, video games are not going to be very helpful in getting kids, or adults for that matter, to be more physically active. There are some that are doing that, but those are still in the minority. Until we have common, full-body interactive video games as the standard, most of the time you'll need to come up with some kind of compromise between gameplay and exercise. Childhood obesity is something that has been on my mind based on some studying that I've been doing of late, and so that's what I wanted to address. It is a problem in this country, and if studies mean anything, it's getting worse and it needs serious attention. Again, I really have only scraped the surface of this here. Go out and learn some more on the subject. Educate yourself so that you are better able to help other people. All it takes is for one person to step forward and start acting on the problem. If one person leads, others will begin to follow. Today I want to talk about a movie. Actually, today I want to recommend a movie. Composer and musician Duke Ellington said about music, "If it sounds good, it is good." And I think that applies to just about any art. So in this case, we'll go with, "If it looks good, it is good." Today we're going to talk about the movie The Chronicles of Riddick. I will say right up front, I thought this movie looked really good. While not well received by the critics, the movie was quite a wild ride. Technically, Chronicles of Riddick is a sequel to the film Pitch Black, made in the year 2000. The film has a series of intertwined plot lines. Riddick and the bounty hunters, Riddick and the girl, and the thing that ties it all together is Riddick as the last member of a race destined to take down the head bad guy, known in this film as the Lord Marshal. The Chronicles of Riddick picks up about 5 years after Pitch Black. Our lone wolf anti-hero Riddick is on the run from bounty hunters. Around the same time that he arrives on the planet Helios Prime, looking for the ones who put the bounty on him, an immensely powerful invasion armada arrives as well. If it wasn't for strange coincidences like these, most movies wouldn't be very interesting. The evil armada of the Necromongers, led by their half-dead Lord Marshal, are rampaging across the galaxy in a religious frenzy, killing or converting everyone in their path on a journey to a gateway into their own dark version of heaven. Riddick is sort of captured along the way by the Necromongers, where they figure out he's the doom figure in their prophecy. He manages to escape by being captured by the bounty hunters, and they take him to the prison planet of Crematoria to pick up their bounty. From the film Pitch Black, we were introduced to a young woman named Jack. In Chronicles of Riddick, Jack is now grown up and reunited with Riddick, and she turns out to be the perfect companion, perfect foil for his character. We have an amazing escape sequence, and then the culmination of the film with the Necromongers, where Riddick does what he does best. While the film is billed as science fiction, you'll have to take the science portion with a hefty grain of salt. The fun of the film is not in hardcore reality. This is escapist adventure, action, and it is a visually stunning piece of work. One element that I've really enjoyed is how open this universe is. We've seen just a little slice of a vast story-filled place. They wouldn't even need to bring Riddick back or anyone else associated with this film to tell an amazing variety of tales. It is a mythic hero on an epic journey type of story, and it is a lot of fun to go along for the ride. Before we get into our music recommendation of today and closing out the show, I want to talk about five interesting things that I found. First is a visualization of the Earth's population. I will have links to all of these in the show notes, so I'm not going to read them here. There's a website which has created a visual depiction of just how many people there are in the world. Putting one pixel on the screen for all 6.5 billion people there are on the planet. Very visual. Not much sense in my talking about it anymore here. Check the links in the show notes. Go visit the website. See just where you fit in the grand scheme of the planet. Another variation is an audible version. Over 6,000 hellos is an audio representation of languages spoken on the planet. This audio representation was put together beginning with the most common languages spoken, and it has over 6,000 people saying the word hello in their native language. Hard to describe, so again, go check it out. Another really cool item I have found is liquid-based body armor. A chemist has developed a chemical which, when used to treat existing Kevlar body armor, makes it much, much more resistant to penetration, including to penetration by edged weapons, knives and the like, which, to this point, most body armor has not been very protective against. The prospect of clothing weight body armor is on the horizon now. Another item is 10 strange spy gadgets. This list includes things like a motion-detecting telephone handset, a CMOS camera the size of a, well, according to this picture, it's about a quarter of the size of a U.S. quarter. We have a pen-based scanner, an electrified suitcase if you really want to keep your documents safe, a mag light with a built-in shotgun discharging device. Let's see. Grenade-style pin removes the safety, and the flashlight fires a 410 shotgun round out the back when a button is pressed. The mini-mag-size version of this mag light fires a 38 caliber round. There are several more items on the list. Check them out in the show notes. Last on our list of interesting things is a visualization from SwarmThee of what is being viewed on the web. This site shows what websites people are visiting right now. It's a graphical map of hundreds of websites all connected to each other. It updates itself every second with where people are going and coming from. As the sites become more popular, they move towards the center of the swarm. Again, you know, I can read about this all day long, but until you go look at it for yourself, it's not going to mean very much. So please take a few minutes, go and look at my interesting things for the day. Well, we're almost done. I'm going to close up with the acoustic guitar piece Snakebite Suite from the group Heavy Mellow at Magnatune.com. So if the song isn't to your liking, go ahead and skip ahead to the end if you want to hear my closing credits. Otherwise, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please leave some feedback when you have the chance, either written or recorded through one of the audio web tools at the blog, offtopictalk.blogspot.com. You can email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com. I have at this point scrapped the use of a voicemail line until I actually start getting some feedback. Today's transition music was hard to pronounce. I had a couple of pieces from the group Juglaressa at Magnatune.com. I'm not going to try and pronounce these. Yes, I am. Estampi Chancon Leggeri and O Maddalena Chandisti al Sepolcro. I hope I got that right, but check out Juglaressa at Magnatune.com if you like today's music. Off Topic Talk is produced under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike License. We are also part of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's, BLUBRRY.com. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a safe journey.